do all the cotton work, do all the roofing, you know what I mean? Anything, appliance that breaks, why, I can fix it. And I never could afford to pay people, you know. And it's a good thing. In other words, I found that I've saved, oh, hundreds of dollars, you know, thousands, just during my married life by being able, and especially in this day and time, see? I mean, something happens to my television. If my picture is rolling, I found out that you can change that horizontal oscillating tube, you know, see? And there's different things that you just pick up by trial and error, you know, that you can save yourself money, you know. And washing machines and refrigerators and appliances and all of those things. I mean, heck, man, I don't hesitate to tear into them, you know, man. Because I never have to throw anything down that I couldn't put back. I mean, that's, you know, if you tear something down, you tear something down, it's just like in the boat business, you know, with your diesel engine and all. After we got up away from the gasoline engine, got those big 671 diesels, you know, V12s, such as that. Wow, you'd have to pay a decent mechanic $8-$10 an hour, you know, 8 to 10, 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. See, because it was a special breed. Automobile mechanic couldn't work on a diesel engine, see. You had a decent mechanic. So there wasn't that many around, you know. So the ones that were around, you had to pay a premium for them. So, man, I can get me a General Motors built. First thing you know, I can know how to change injectors and put an up and down job in them, you know, new sleeves, new rods, new pistons, and such as that, and I save hundreds of dollars, you know.
Well, there's a knack to that, I'll tell you that. There's a knack to being able to do things like that. And, you know, especially to have that many wide and varied abilities to do electronics and work with machines at the same time. I bet that night after you got off that working in that sand, you were...
Well, I guarantee you I didn't have to be rocked to sleep, you know.
You would.
But I was kind of pooped. But after that, like I said, it's the same thing when we begin to handle brick, you know. You handle brick with tongs, you know, unload the boxcar. Mm-hmm. And if you don't get them brick right, you just grab brick all day. It's just like laying brick. That brick will just wear the end of your fingers down to where you just, it's a sense of you can't put them in your pocket hardly, you know. But you learn how to handle a brick, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
We used to take tape and put over the end of our fingers, you know, when you were handling a lot of brick, you know, until you get them toughened up, see? Same way with opening oysters and barefooted. I used to take and run through a pile of oyster shell and never cut my feet. I'm just too tough, you know.
Now, if somebody apologizes for breaking something of yours, you might say, that's all right, I didn't like it.
In the first place.
Okay, or you might say, I didn't like it.
Worth a damn.
No ways, or...
No ways, yeah.
Okay. Now, a school boy might say of his scolding teacher, why is she blaming me?
I didn't do it.
Okay, now, you might say, now that boy's spoiled. When he grows up, he'll have his trouble